The Shield Legion. For centuries, citizens of the immense Burg lived a peaceful and balanced life, spending time together, working and sleeping. Idyll, joy, and challenges of everyday life. Life flowed, even though the flow of time was imperceptible, and such a calm rhythm could have continued indefinitely. But something unprecedented and tragic had happened. The ground trembled slightly at first, and then began to tremble in a way that none of the inhabitants had ever experienced before. The walls of the houses began to crack, and dishes fell from the shelves and tables. After a dozen or so minutes, the tremors subsided, leaving behind ruins, dust, and despair. No one knew what exactly was the cause of the earthquake, and for what sins the gods punished immense Burg. The effects of the tremors were not only material losses. Broken walls took away the sense of privacy and security, and with them, a sense of trust. And it was just an omen of following tragedies. The first mysteries and secrets began to come to light day by day. The unveiling of a few secrets of the royal family, or spicy stories from the lives of beautiful noblewomen, at first aroused laughter and curiosity among the crowd. However, over time, everyday stories from the lives of ordinary people, which they did not want to boast about, began to be publicly discussed. No one was laughing anymore. It is worth emphasizing that it was not the truth hidden from the world that began to be uncovered, but the personal right to privacy, which is the basis for human dignity, was violated on a massive scale. Natural origin of the tremors, contested by the few from the very beginning, turned out to be fiction. A mysterious group of so-called void knotters officially claimed to have caused them. They were led by Unveil, a former royal counselor, exiled years earlier for stealing and revealing the king's secrets, for many years presumed dead. Driven by a lust for power and control over others, Unveil and his void knotters, sowing chaos and using violence, deceit, and black magic, robbed people of their secrets, leaving them humiliated, feeling robbed of everything. Earthquake, the physical attack on the walls of the houses, was supposed to make things easier for oppressors. The trauma caused by the tragedy was supposed to break the will and resilience of the city inhabitants. No secrets, no privacy, no dignity. Weeks passed. The Void Knotters grew in power, and criminals and various scum joined their ranks to form the armed arm of the group. The once peaceful immense Burg was falling with each passing day, and there was no indication that rescue for the city and its inhabitants would come, only that even such a powerful group as Void Knotter can also make a mistake and accost the wrong ones. Roon, Narv, Velia, and Lethe left the tavern. Unveil's men surrounded them tightly and waited for the order. The silence that reigned at that moment was unbearable. Every second felt like an eternity, and heralded death. A shout from the commander's throat broke the wait and started the combat. Velia whispered a short spell that activated shields for all four. Rune kicked a soldier running towards him and slashed at him with his sword. Three thugs rushed at Narv, who, with great agility for his size, avoided the hit of the first one, smashing his skull with his fist. The second one was knocked off his feet with a strong shield thrust, and the third one was instantly smashed with two shields at once. By the time the second fell to the ground, the third was dead. Lethe threw a poison dart. Missed. She reached for her sword, but the enemy was faster. He cut. Before the blade of the sword touched Lethe, she heard a dull gurgling sound.
Lethe, are you okay?
Thanks for the rescue, Rune. I could handle it.
I know, Lethe.
Who are they?
Bunch of cursed thieves from Void Knotters. They certainly won't forgive us for this carnage.
And I will not forgive them for what they have done to my city.
Yes, Lethe. We have a reason to stay here for a bit longer. Even if you left Immenseburg years ago, you are one of us now. We will fight back.
The skirmish at the tavern became the beginning of an urban legend about a brave group of warriors armed with shields that defeated the Voidnotter's unit. The story became an impulse for the inhabitants to mobilize. It gave them hope that they can defeat the oppressor and return to normal life. A resistance movement began to germinate, the hallmark of which became the shield, a symbol of protection, courage, and trust, which began to appear more and more often on city walls. Those who joined the movement, and over time it was an increasingly numerous group, were ready to fight and determined to defend the weak. They wanted one thing, to take back the world they knew before, stopping Voidnotters from robbing their secrets. Tough times make great heroes. The fight is just beginning. Do you want to join Lethe, Rune, Velia and Narv and their Shield Legion? Yeah.